Vayter in Shas, Rambo Basar Daf Kuf Mem Vav. Picking up at the top of the page about a Mishnah. Zok Dalik Mishnah. Hashalech Sevlonus Labeis Chamif. Let's say somebody sends gifts. Sevlonus are the gifts are given to the bride to the house of his father-in-law. So you get the Chatan and he sends it over. Says Roshbam, Minog Chasanim La'achi Kedushin. There was a minog after they got married. Lemacharas Shalech Labeis Chamav. Lechvod ishto tachshitin, umine peros, v'kadayayin. Like after the kiddushin, they would go the next day, send to the house of the father, you know, the father-in-law, for the honor of his wife, jewelry, different types of fruits, and kather pitchers of wine, pitchers of oil, pam ochel shamima. Sometimes they go and they would eat together. Shalach sham mea mana. Let's say he sent over there 100 mana. Quite a lot. 100 mana is 10,000 dinar. V'achlo sham su'udas chasan afila b'dinar, and he ate, you know, his su'udas chasan, the su'udah of a chasan, and all he ate was the amount of a dinar. Einam nigbin. That is, says Rashbam, let's say, nigbin im meisu shemeisa he, if let's he dies or she dies, oh, shechazabo, they want to switch, they want to back out of it, rotsa legarsha, shemachmas, it's shemachmas, chibas simchas achila, sheachal v'shasa v'samachimam, because of the eating and the drinking and the simcha that they had with them, then mecha sevlonos, asuyin livlos, aval ein asuyin livlos, hadre afal pi, so what we're saying at this stage is that they eat together, they drink together, they eat simcha together, and that already enacts such a thing that you can't back out of the gifts over here. Everything stays even if one of them dies, or if they, you know, doesn't go back to Zerusha, or if they decide to break it off. However, lo achal sham sudas chasan, if he didn't have his sudas chasan there, he didn't eat over there, hare elu nigman, then they can go out and you could back out of it. You can go and collect this stuff if they decide to back out. There was no chalos that happened because of some sort of simcha de gazachin. Shalach sivlonis merubin, if he sent a lot of gifts, that is, he sent a lot of stuff. She yachsu yimah lebeis baila, and he said that they return with her to her husband's house. Hare elu nigbin, then they can be collected, right? Because he said specifically that whatever is still remaining over here comes back to his house after they get married. So he's saying that he's not giving up these rights to be forfeited if something happens. Sivlonus mu'atim shishtamashem bebeis avia. If he sent a few gifts over there and they said that he could use it in father's house, and Enigman, then he's not able to go ahead and to collect it if it gets terminated. Amar Rava Dafka Diner. When we said that if he has a little bit of, you know, he partakes a little bit of the simcha there and he has a diner's worth, then, you know, he can't now back out of it. It can't go and collect it if it gets broken off. So he says, Dafka Diner. It's got to be at least that he had the amount of a diner. Says, Rishbam, Ochel Sham Su'udas Chasim B'diner Tanan in Nigbin. Avapachas B'diner Lo Machamede. But if less than that, says the Gemara, Avapachas B'diner Lo. Pshita diner tenon. What do you mean? Obviously, because it says the word diner. So why would you think differently? No, ma'od the tema who had to be the pachas diner. Even if it'd be less than a diner, but had to get down a diner or the muscle get down. The reason why it says diner because that's just the normal way of speaking. You don't go and speak in fractions or less or whatever. Kamas malan dafka means a diner. Okay, now we saw in the Mishnah that says the lashon of achal, achal tanan. It says if he ate the dinar's worth, then etc. Shasamai, what would be the din if he didn't eat it, but he actually drank that amount? Does the drinking also lose out the future stuff or not? Hu tanan shlucho. Oh, and then not only that, but hu tanan says that he ate there. Shlucho mai. What if his shliach ate there? Shamtan says there. Shigolomai. What happens if he didn't eat there? But he sent him food and he ate it somewhere else. Tashima, let's figure it out. The Amar Yudamar Shmuel, Maisa, story time. Badamecha, there was a particular fellow, Shashir, Levis Chamiv, Mea Kronos, Shalkadi Yain, Vishalkadi Shamishal Kleikas, Vishalkleis, Vishalkleimelis. This guy, he got engaged and he sent to the father-in-law's house 100 wagons that filled with jugs of wine and oil, silver utensils, gold stuff, and fine wool. And in his great state of joy, he rode his horse and he traveled all the way to his father-in-law's house. And they brought out a cup of wine, and he drank it while he was still sitting over there. As Rambam says, that it was mitoch simcha, hon rav, sheshalach lebeis chamav, shasal suso, umeis, vech kodam nisuin. Right, so what happened was he drank the heated wine while still sitting on the horse because of his great joy over here. And then what happened? Umeis, he died before nisuin. Vizu halacha ha'ala rabbi acha sara bira lefnei chacham l'usha. And this din was brought up by Rav Acha before the Chacham of Usha. V'arum sivlonus asun libalos ein nigrin. It said the bridal gifts that are like chalpami, you know, that are something that's going to be used up. They're going to be gone, like wine, oil, and things like that. Then you're not able to go in to get it back, right? He waved it to him right now. V'she'en asun libalos nigru. Things that are not going to be destroyed, right? That they're going to stay intact, like gold and silver, then they can be collected. So, Shema Mina Afilu Shasa. So we learn from this that even if you only drink, then he gave it up, right? Because over here, all he did is drink. And they said that he gave it up. He lost all those things that are, you know, Chad Pami style. Shamas Mina Afilu Pachos Midinar, right? So hold on one second. Are we talking about over here that we can learn out that even if what he took was less than a dinar, right? Because the drink that they gave him when he drank this on this horse, clearly we only drink a little bit. It wasn't a dinar's worth, and yet he still lost it out. Says Gemara, Mervashi man lemalun delo shachke le marganisa de shavi alpha zuziv aske. How do you know they didn't grind up a pearl that's worth 1,000 zuz? Let him go out and drink that, in which case, yeah, maybe he did have that amount. So, you know, Varai again says, Shamas Mina, Afilu Shigru Lo. So then we can learn from here that even if they sent him the food and he outside the father in law's house, right? Because what happened over there? He drank and he was still on the horse, he was outside the house, and that was enough. He says, nah, not a rag, because Dilma Kol Pesach Beis Chamiv, Kibes Chamiv Dami. Maybe just the entrance way. Of that, of his father, let's consider like the engines for like the house itself. So, Ibayilu, Mao Shi Shalish. What's the din? Let's say the guy doesn't have a dinar's worth. He only has half a dinar's worth. Or make it like a third of a dinar. Do you like start splitting up how much he loses? He loses all of it if it's a dinar, and half of it's half a dinar, and a quarter of it's a quarter, and so on and so forth. And Shevach Savlonus Mao, what about the fact that the appreciation of the gifts, like let's say where it has to be returned, the amount that they went up in the meantime, does that go back or not? Like Lamushel, as the respondent points out, let's say he sent an animal and then they had a baby, right? Does that also be returned? Do they get the bride kids get to keep it? Kaven de'i istnu l'didei hadre b'shusei shavuach. Do we say that since the original stuff was given, they return it to him, then if it's there, then it's considered in his domain that they became better. Although they came in the E of David got lost, I mean, they get stolen. They would have to go and pay for it if it gets lost or stolen, therefore, it's considered in their rishus, and they forget to keep it. Says Gemara, Teku, good question, and we leave it unanswered. Bayirava, what about Sivlonus Hasun Libolus Velobalu? Let's say these are things that would, you know, become destroyed and be gone, but they actually don't get gone. They're still there. Tashima, Vazu Allacha, Ha'ela Rebiacha Sar Habiro, Lefenechachamabusha, they asked this question. From Sivlonus Hasun Libolus Ein Nigman, things that are going to be destroyed are going to be lost. They are not able to be collected. Ein Shane Hasun Libolus Nigman, My Lav Afagav, the Lobalu, is in this talking about a case, even if it wasn't Balu. In which case, that's the bottom line. If it's something which will be gone, then you don't get it back. And if it's not going to be gone, then you can get it back. Says Gemara, lo, debalu. What it means is only if they are gone. Therefore, you don't have a raya from there. Says the Gemara, Tashma, let's try again. Our Mishnah says, it's Sivlonus mu'atin shetishtamish behen v'hiba be'savia e'nigben. If he sent a few gifts and he said that she should use them while she's in her father's house, they are not collected. Tirgama, they're not collected. So even if they're still there, they're not collected.
Not necessarily a raya. Tergum Rava b'yeva v'sivchasa. Rava explained it to me, and these are things that are not expensive, like little hats and things that you put up your hair with, and maybe those type of things. Maybe it's these type of gifts that Mishnah is talking about, and therefore they're not returned to the groom, even to the chatan, even if they're there when it gets knocked out, because these things, of course, he's going to let it go. But something that's more expensive, maybe you would have to go and return it to him if they're still there, when, if it would be canceled. So you have no raya over there. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Mike says, story time. There was a story about a guy who sent to the home of his father-in-law Yayin, chodesh v'sham, and chodesh v'kli, pishtim, kli, chodesh v'atzeres, new wine, oil, and garments from new linen for Shavuos. My kamash malan, what are you coming to tell us? What's the chiddush? Iba yiseima, chashivusa de Eretz Yisrael kamash malan. Maybe one answer is that he's coming to say how great Eretz Yisrael is, because he's talking about the new wine and the oil and the stuff that's available already from Shavuos. Must be there. It's all is a great land, and itself is ready early in the season. Another pshat is that taina, that his claim is something which can be believed. Meaning, as the Rashbam comes along and explains, that if the chassan wants to go and get back the gifts that he sent, and he says that he sent new wine, oil, and linen at the time of Shavuos, we don't reject his claim as being ridiculous, because in Eretz Yisrael it makes sense. Because maybe it's already available at the time of Shavuos. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, another idea says Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Maisa ba'adam echad sha'amru lo ishto tosuronis hi. There's a story about this guy who was told that his wife wasn't able to smell. Rashbam says, choli she'in yechola le'riach. V'nichnas Acheres, I'm sorry, Acherel, L'chor V'Lobotka. So he followed her into a destroyed building to see if she could actually smell. Right? He wanted to test her and see if really she couldn't smell. If she couldn't, he was going to divorce her. He felt it was like a mum. So Amalah Rechts, Nonim Yerch by Galil. He said, I smell the odor, the smell of a radish in the Galil. The Rashbam says that this was next to. This way to test her, nikar. From her words, you can recognize whether or not she could smell. And on the snow, and this is by the Galil. This is where it happened. And he hid a radish inside his clothing. And once he sees his reaction, he'd be able to tell whether she could smell or not. Right? The others explained that he didn't really hide a radish, but it was a date. And wanted to see whether she would say, it's not a radish. Actually, a date. Beep, turn the page. Kuf, mem, vav, mbez. Amalei, she said to him, man yoivlon mikosavos direcho vechlinabe. Who's going to give us date from Yericho that I could eat with it? Rashbam says he was messing with her, so she decided to mess back with him. Right? She was basically saying, right, it was a normal thing to have radishes and dates together because the radishes are very sharp and the dates are sweet. So she said back, she said, oh, okay, you know, you're telling me that's what you smell. So give us a date so we can eat. And Nafa Allah Chorbo Mesa, the Chorbo fell upon her and she died. Amachamim, they said, Ho velo nichla sacharea el labokta. Since he went in there only to test her, Mesa Enu Yorsha. And then is when she dies, he doesn't inherit her. Says the Rashbam, Nafala Kharu Mesa, Ubabal of Nebazin became from Basin, and he wanted Valyurza Lyrish as Isha, he wanted to be Yorishar. Varmachamam Hovalonikasimalavoala. He didn't go there in order to have a relationship with her. Ella Botka just to go in to check her, Lagarsha, and then divorce her, Mesa, and then she died, but Sokach and Yorisha, therefore he's not gonna go in Yorishar. Okay, last part of the mission says, Sivlonos Muatin Shadishtamishahem Bibisa via if he sent these few gifts that would be used in the father's house. Yosef Rava Ravn Sava Kamedra Papa Yosef Vikamar, Bain Shemis he, Bain Shemis who? Whether she died before they got married or whether he's the one who died, Hader who, or if he's the one who retracted, Sivlonos Hadri, the stuff goes back. Maichalu Mishtalo Hader, but the food and drink doesn't go back. Hadra Ba'i, but let's say she's the one who backed out of it, and so then Hadra Filu Bishavadarka.
And even vegetables, a thing of vegetables will go back. Amar Rav Huna Bered Rav Yoshua, V'shamin Lahem Demei Basar Bazal. But we evaluate the value of the meat at the lower rate. It's something which is cheap. Ad Kama Bazal, Ad Tilsa. Until what is considered cheap? Up to a third less of the value. That is, the food that was already eaten, you have to return it. You don't value it at the original price, but you do it at the cheaper price, up to a third lower than it was. Okay, Zuck the next Hailing of Mishnah. Shchiv Meira, a person's deathbed, Shkosav Kol Nechosav Lecherem. He writes all of his properties over to somebody else. We have seen this. Okay. Anyway, the sheer karka culture, he leaves over a little bit of karka for himself, even a tiny little bit of amount he decides for himself. Matanaso kayames, his matana is mikuyam. That means even if he gets healed, miraculously he comes back and he's alive, still it's going to be a matana, says Rashbam, hol vishir la'atzmo, hari kamatas bar, it's like a healthy one. Hilkach bein omid michalio bein meis matanaso kayames, or shalom midaigas misanasan. If this guy gets better, if he dies, it doesn't matter. Bottom line is, Matanas, he left over himself a little bit of land. Lo shir kaka kol shir, even involved in a little bit. And ain't Matanas, okay? I'm says Matana is not, but claim he gets it back. Says, who is the Tana that say we go according to the Umdana? According to, like, what is the circumstance of the situation over here? Let's say a person has a son that goes overseas. I knew we saw this. Okay, Kuflam and Beis, we saw this in Kuflam and Beis. V'shama Shemes Beno, he heard his son died. V'amr Lukasa Konachas V'achar, wrote all of his problems to somebody else. V'achar Kach Beno, and then his son showed up. Matana sa matana, his matana is a matana. Shemanasi Omer says, no, a matana sa matana is, it's not. Shemal Ha Yodeh, Shemano Kair, if he knew someone's alive, lo hiya kos fani, went written over to somebody else. So that's who it was. V'sheisha Samar, V'sheisha says, no, Rabbi Shimon Shazurihi, the Tanya, but Rishana, you originally used to say, Hayotzi Bekolar, someone's being taken out to be killed. It's being taken out, all changed up. Says Rishpam, Lehorig, Vain Daitum Yushavas, love, Kokach, he's not in a good state. Vekasher Kosfal, Manas, Losses, Leishto, Amar Ella Mitoch, Tardo Vedagaso, Shachach, Velo Amar Tenu. He never said to give it. So Yosef Bekolar, Farmer Kisvu Getli, she says, ready to get for my wife, but he never said the words, give it to my wife, Harielu Yichtu Vitu, that's right, and she give it over. Later, the Chum said, this applies even someone who's going out to the sea, and he goes out with a whole caravan to the deserts. Even a person who's like really dangerously sick. Right, so we see that he says that we interpret the sick person's things according to the umdana, and therefore he could be the Tana of our Mishnah as well. Rav Nachman, my time, lo mokum lo kerbi shem zizuri. Why didn't he say shem zizuri? Says Gemara, shani hasam da amr kisvu. There, in the case of he's talking about where the man said the words kisvu, right? In other words, it's not really an umdana, and therefore we can't compare it to our case of a shchiv mira, a person who's actually on his deathbed. For Rav Sheis is my time alone, Makul Lekor B'Shem Menasya, because Umdana Demuchach Shaini, he says a compelling assessment, meaning the one that's in the case of the son, the one overseas, that's going to be different, because it's so obvious that that makes sense over here. So the fact that B'Shem Menasya shows that this is going to be a real deal doesn't prove that he would look like at our Mishnah to be the same din as well. Frak the Gemara, Man Tana, Lahad the Tana Rabbana, who's the author of this Brisa? Harish Hayacholu Mutal Bamita, let's say you have a sick person and he's stuck in his bed. V'amrlo, and people are there, they say to him, Nechasecha Lami, who do you want to leave your stuff over? V'amrlam, and he says to them, beep, turn the page. Kuf Mem Zayin, Amar Alef, Domesh Yeshli Ben. I thought that his son, Akshav Shainly Ben, but now that I find that I don't have a son, right, that he died, the Chsad Plonim, my husband should go to someone else. Or let's say he was sick and he's in a bed. Who do you want you to go to after you die? He says to them, I was under the impression that my wife is pregnant. No, she's not. The Chsad Plonim goes to them. And It then becomes known that he does have a son. Oshaya Yishto, my parents' wife is pregnant. E matana, so matana is not a matana, because if he knew that, then he never would have given it to him. That's clear based off what Tzibi is saying. Let's say that this goes according to Rav Menasseh, who says we're going umda, not like the Chachamim. But the Gemara, nah, I feel like you have a Chachamim, Rabbanim, you even said Rabbanim. Because Dome Shiny. Because they would say it's different when he says, I was under the impression that, because he's making clear exactly what he means in that circumstance. Udekarila, my karila. The one who asked the question, why did he ask it? Right? Didn't he understand? That you can look at this differently. No, maybe you would have said that when the man said that he had no son, he was saying it like in the state of pain, but he didn't mean that's the reason why I was giving it to somebody else. Kamash Balan, they come to tell you that no, that's not the case. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.